We're going to talk a little bit about real estate. Joining us now is Tanya Moore, who is the broker owner of ERA Live Moore, which services Raleigh as well as other communities in North Carolina, as well as other parts of the state. Tanya, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the invitation, Bruce. I really appreciate it. Glad to be here this morning.
I think the word is uncertainty when it comes to the real estate market now. Where do you see it on the ground?
Well, our home prices are still increasing in the Triangle, so real estate remains a good investment. But as you and I chatted just a moment ago, homes are definitely staying on the market longer. There's a lot more inventory than we've had in prior years. And so buyers have choices. They have some time to think about what they want to do. And we're also seeing that they have a little bit more negotiating power than they've had in the past.
And it seems to me there is a lot of new construction, at least the windshield survey that I have over on the Durham side of Raleigh, Briar Creek area. There is just every time I turn around, there's a new single family or townhome neighborhood going up. I guess that's a good sign, I guess.
It is definitely a bright spot in the Raleigh market, new construction. So interesting that you say that, because a recent report from Realtor.com just ranked the Raleigh metro area as one of the top 10 metros in the country for new home construction. And so in addition to providing more inventory and availability, many of these new homes are also more affordable, with prices in the $400,000 range, which is lower than the market average.
Now, is there concern? I know I've heard that tariffs may be impacting some people's either decision to buy new construction because there may be extra costs, or even do whatever they need to do for their current homes. Are you hearing much of that?
You know, I think that there is some hesitancy because of that, both in the new home and resale market. That's definitely. And so one of the concessions that we're noting buyers are requesting is a credit at closing to help buyers buy down the mortgage rates.
And also, I think even from a financing standpoint, we wouldn't be remiss if we're not talking about interest rates. At least interest rates are showing a little bit of movement in the right direction.
Oh, 100%. And our hope is that we'll end the year with them to continue to decline at least a little bit. Bruce, we're never going to see the interest rates at 2, 3, or even 4% again. But 6 seems to be that magic number, that if we can get them below 6%, the buyer activity will pick up.
Now, we've talked a lot about Raleigh, but your company also does real estate in other parts of the state. Are there parts of the state that are doing better or worse, or how's that looking?
So North Carolina is pretty consistent, again, across the state. Home prices are continuing to rise. You and I have talked before, since 2020 home appreciation, there's been 70% across the state of North Carolina. But in our current situation, the market sets the price range, the seller sets the price, and the buyer sets the value. And that's just the way it works.
Well, it's interesting. We go back to my understanding from the folks in the real estate world that I've talked to, that less than 2 years ago, as we were coming out of COVID, things were just flying off the shelves. But now there's a lot more negotiating going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I mentioned, there's more inventory, so there's more choice. Things are not flying off the market. I think we're at an average days on market. Year-to-date looks like days on market until sale are sitting right at about 25 days, which is a 31% increase from where we were last year. And it honestly depends on the price point, too, Bruce. So I pulled a market analysis of showings at different price points over the last 90 days. So at that $500,000 price point, showings per listing are right at about 7 showings per listing over a 90-day time frame. So really that's 2, maybe 3 a month. So it's a huge difference from where we were.
Well,
let's
hit on a couple of things as we wrap up. We're visiting with Tanya Moore, North Carolina realtor with Live Moore ERA. Let's talk about the buyer's perspective first. Obviously, the buyers are in slightly better position right now, but what are the buyers asking for, or maybe what should they ask for?
Well, we see, as I mentioned, we see buyers asking for credits at closing. Sometimes that is to help buy down mortgage rates, or sometimes it's just asking for a price reduction.
Now, if I'm a seller, what am I needing to do to try to get those folks in at least in to look at it, much less buy it?
Well, you have to shine online, Bruce. So your home needs to be marketed in the best way possible. 98% of the buyers are starting their search online, and so you have to make the very best impression there. And then it has to be market ready. It has to be in its absolute best condition. So you have to have curb appeal. You want to have made all the repairs, you know, fresh coats of paint, new carpet, that all does wonders. And then, my best advice is work with an experienced real estate agent who knows the market and who can strategically position your home.
Sounds like knowledge is power, I guess.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts about where we are on the market? As you mentioned, it's not nearly as go-go as it was a couple of years ago, but still Raleigh and the Raleigh-Durham area is one of the better places in the South and maybe even the whole country. Any final thoughts about what we should be looking at as we head into the fourth quarter and into next year as far as real estate trends are concerned?
I would say it's definitely a cooling market, but real estate remains a good investment. Sellers are still getting about 97% of their list price. Prices are still going up, and I would expect interest rates will come down and buyer interest will continue to rise.
We've been visiting with Tanya Moore. She is the broker in charge at ERA Live Moore, based here in Raleigh, and we thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the opportunity.